The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, and I am joined once again on the line from Brett at State Cinemas. That means it's time for another At The Flicks. We're catching up with what is happening in Nelson's independent cinema in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Wow, what an intro. Brett, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Hey, Nelson. Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Yeah, well, on behalf of Nelson, I'm going to say it's going well.
Even in spite of all the roadworks in town, you know, I think Nelson's probably a little bit like, today's all right. Yeah. I can't get into town easily.
Yeah. A little bit odd. But anyway, I mostly catch the bus, so it doesn't worry me too much. Which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a hack to the system, yeah. Ride the buses, folks. You don't have to deal with the awkward traffic at the moment.
This is true. Now, I just want to say you've got, as usual, a great selection of films. I went along the other night and watched Begonia, the very strange, now I don't even know how to quite pronounce his name, Yorgos, is it?
Yeah. I think it's like Yorgos Lanthimos. He's a weird cat, that guy. But in a good way. If you're tired of sort of like, I guess, you know, the run of the mill, I know how this movie's going to end kind of movies that tend to come out a lot. You won't predict anything this guy's going to do.
That is right. That is absolutely right. So, yeah, interesting tale of two young conspiracy enthusiasts who kidnap a CEO, convinced that she's an alien with, a plan to destroy the world. And it sort of goes on from there.
Yeah. Did you hear about, because so in the movie, a lot of the marketing and stuff has been based around the fact that Emma Stone gets her head shaved, is bald at some point in the movie.
Yeah.
So as a marketing stunt before the movie came out, I think it was in L.A., they did free screenings for anyone who was bald as like an advanced screening, which is probably like the best marketing move ever. I should have done it.
That's cool. If you've seen his movies before, you will know the weirdness that ensues, and the slight unpredictability. I enjoyed it. Come out of it thinking, that was good. I'm not totally confused. There were a few little curveballs, maybe not. Solid. And Emma Stone and Jesse, is it Plemons? Solid.
Yeah, dude, so good. Both of them are incredible.
So, loved it. That's what I can say. Yeah. Loved it. Well,
that's still screening, folks. We'll be screening that for a while, so definitely check that out if you want something a little bit offbeat.
Yeah. There are a couple of more graphic moments, sort of violence-wise, that it's kind of, if you have to avert your eyes, just do that for a moment, then carry on.
Yeah, I do believe it. Yeah, it's an R16, so, you know, I imagine it lives up to its R16 rating. So
It does. So, sorry.
Be a grown-up or get three friends in a trench coat if you want to watch that movie.
That's right. So sorry for taking over with my own little spiel there, but I thought I'd just mention that because we always have, you know, a bit of an idea on what's coming up, but I've jumped in and seen this one, and I'd say, I reckon it's worth a watch.
No, always happy for a little plug of one of the many variety of movies we play here.
Cool. All right, so back on track, what else other than the movie Begonia is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson?
Yeah, let's talk about the new ones coming out this week, and I'll start off with probably the more notable film this week, which is Predator Badlands. I assume people are familiar with Predator. It's sort of in the zeitgeist. It was that movie from the 80s where Arnie's like fighting a little like squid-faced alien.
Yeah.
Which is a predator, you know, and it's trying to kill him. That's basically the premise of the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yep.
Yeah, and in true Hollywood fashion, you know, everything's got to come back again. So in 2022, it unfortunately dumped straight on streaming, but there was a movie called Prey, and it was them trying to, you know, revitalize the Predator series. And that movie was really interesting because it was the Predator alien lands in like a Native American reservation in the States. And it's sort of this cool cat and mouse game where this girl has to, you know, they're hunting each other, but she's got like bows and arrows and stuff because it's sort of that era. So it's kind of an interesting take on on the Predator scheme. And the guy who directed that, his name is Dan Trachtenberg. And that movie got, it's a critic darling, but unfortunately it was on streaming, so a lot of people didn't see it.
Yeah.
I say all that to say that they're giving Dan Trachtenberg another shot at the pie, but like, you know, it's getting, you can see it on the big screens now with Predator Badlands. And that one's a kind of a fun little flip on the formula where the Predator is obviously the Predator in this. You know, he comes down and he's chasing down humans. In this movie, the Predator is, he's sort of an outcast in his tribe and gets sent to this like really violent planet where now the Predator has kind of became the prey. And to prove himself, he's got to fight his way off this planet and fight this big bad alpha monster that he's, you know, again, he's the prey. He's the underpowered one in this situation. So it's kind of a cool reverse on what you would expect of Predator. And this movie also has a kind of a cool kind of surrogate because usually, like, Predator can't talk. You know, she's doing, like, clicking noises. So as our kind of surrogate to understand what's going on, they got Elle Fanning, who's a really great actress, to play this kind of android robot that sort of buddies up with the Predator. And so she's sort of giving you dialogue because she can understand him. So these two team up to take down a big old baddie in the Badlands to see if our new Predator friend can escape and rejoin his clan.
Whew. Okay. I have seen the trailer. I think I saw it before Begonia. And yeah, I thought it looked like a bit of an interesting twist with lots of really cool looking monsters and creatures and things.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, Dan Trachtenberg's got talent. He did this, like one of my favorite movies called 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just this, yeah, it's this like closed, like these guys are just in a bunker the whole movie, and you think something's going on the surface that it's keeping them there. It's just, yeah, he's really good at like, I don't know, dialing the tension up on things and making you kind of sweat and sit at the edge of your seat.
Yep.
So I'd love to see him apply this formula on a big budget Hollywood spectacle with a familiar IP that we all know.
Yeah.
And see if you can put some juice back into it.
Yeah. Okay. So he's, yeah, Predator Badlands. Now, I've got to say, I looked at the poster and Elle Fanning, the human character or android, I think you said. I've got to say, for a brief moment, I thought it was the White House spokeswoman who stands up there and at the podium every day. There was just I glimpsed it and it was a blonde woman. And I got to say, my insides sort of shriveled for a slight moment
don't
before
worry.
I went, oh no.
There'll be zero tariffs on the Badlands. Don't stress. Yeah.
cool. So if you're at all an Arnie fan, you will have seen the original Predator along the way. I think it had a professional wrestler, Jesse Ventura.
Jesse the Body Ventura, baby. Let's go.
That's right. So the franchise has been with us for a while. And, yeah, looks like a good attempt at refreshing here. So when can we see Predator Badlands? What rating is on it?
Sure, yeah. It's an R-13 for violence and content that may disturb. And the R-13 is a funny one. So you kind of, if you're a youngin', you need to have the little student ID out. But beyond that, pretty much anyone can go. And it's screening 3 to 4 times a day.
Wicked. Okay. Lots of opportunity to see the new Predator Badlands. Look, I got to say, yeah, the trailer piqued my interest enough that I do want to go check that one out.
Yeah. And like I will say, Dan Trachtenberg, I think, has an amazing thing of taking sort of like what you think is going to be just a big blow-off action premise and adding some like, they're smart. He's a smart guy. So there's going to be more under the hood than just explosions and
nice
and cool laser weapons.
Okay, cool. All right. So from Predator on a alien planet somewhere in the cosmos, where do we go next?
Yeah, so we got our kind of big, splashy Hollywood spectacle movie. But I think, not everyone's into that. So we need something that's a little bit more art house, you know, people that like a little bit more character and drama. And with that, I got a film called Happy End. This movie it screened in the International Film Festival, but unfortunately it just screened in like Auckland and Wellington, I think, so we didn't get it as a part of our, you know, lineup of films here in Nelson.
Yeah,
so we kind of made our way to grab this one and put it in wide release because it was so like well received in Auckland. But what Happy End is, it's a Japanese movie, so it'll have English subtitles throughout it, but it's cool to get a Japanese movie in that's not an anime. It's an actual movie. But what this movie is, it's set in sort of like a near future Tokyo. And a lot of the, like, I think Japanese dynamics is very conservative, and it follows these high school kids that are sort of trying to rebel against that sort of conservative culture, and they do so by pranking their high school teacher. And the high school teacher responds, or principal, sorry, responds by doing like sort of this like big brother technology within the in the school, like, so like high-tech cameras are following them and everything. So it's sort of this big brother meets Japan, but also there's like this looming threat of another earthquake happening. Mm. And on the bigger picture, there's like a dictatorship government that's kind of getting into place. So I think there's sort of this parallel between what's happening in the school feeling very dictatorship, but what's actually going on in Japan and large. And there's always like deep in their culture, the threat of another earthquake happening. So they know there's this like looming threat. Wow. So this is all sort of, there's a lot of things going on, all dovetailed into this sort of coming of age story of three or four high school friends kind of, you know, growing up within this environment. So wow. It looks really, really good. And the reviews on it have been spectacular. It was selling out in Auckland. It's won like every award at every festival. And like, if you watch the trailer, it's like all the little like quotes they give are like, this is going to be your new favorite film. Please watch this. I think this is like a really special, interesting movie that we've got our hands on.
Excellent. Okay. Happy End. Interesting title considering the content.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope it's foreshadowing for a happy ending and not an earthquake.
let's hope so. Okay, so Happy End. I recommend, Brett would say, get in there and check out the trailer. It is on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. So what sort of rating is on this one then? And how often is it screening in your fantastic cinema complex?
That's right. It's an M for mature for a bit of offensive language. But if you don't want to see the offensive language, just cover your eyes because it's subtitled. but you can catch it twice a day. And it's playing in Cinema 4, which is like my favorite of the little auditoriums that we have. It's just so cool. It's the one by the elevator upstairs. It's my favorite auditorium in the whole building.
Oh, nice.
So, but yes, it's playing in a good spot, and I think this is going to be a special little movie.
Good. All right. That is Happy End. Sorry, that was funny. Cover your eyes. The subtitles, the swearing.
Sometimes I got these little zingers. I'll just sneak up on you, Matt. You know.
Okay, and you got a couple of opportunities a day. Was that right, to go see Happy End?
That's right. It's on twice a day.
All right. Good. And once again, check out the website, statecinemas.co.nz. If you have just joined us, this is At The Flicks. I'm Matt from Fresh FM, catching up with Brett down at State Cinemas about some of the films that are screening there. Funnily enough, the things you'd expect to come across on a cinema show, we are delivering. Okay, we've gone from deep outer space to Japan. Now, where do you take us, Brett?
Right. So those are the new releases that are coming out this week. But there was a few other little things I wanted to talk to you guys about. First of all, the British and Irish Film Festival is still in full force until the 19th of November. So that's been doing really well. Particularly the North and the Coral are both like selling out like crazy. So if you're interested, there's still a few more sessions of those left. So please check those out. And also, we're still screening Spinal Tap 2 as a part of that. My comedy boys, we gotta show up in droves for that. The more people that show up for a comedy movie, the more likely we are to get more comedy movies.
All right, yeah.
So please show up for that. But there's 23 movies that are featured in this festival. So if you're interested, go to statecinemas.co.nz and just click the BIFF button at the top, which stands for British and Irish Film Festival, and you can learn all about all the movies we're screening.
Oh, too easy, Brett. Far too easy. Cool. And yeah, don't miss out on some of these films. And yeah, Spinal Tap 2, that's one that I've got to make sure I see before it disappears into the ether.
Yes. Oh, and keep an eye on our socials. I'm going to post a video. It'll be up by the time you hear this. That's pretty fun. We're riffing on the fact that in the Spinal Tap movie, the first one, the drummer always dies, and they're on like their 20th drummer. So we did a little skit for that. That's going to be on our socials. It's kind of fun. So keep an eye on that.
Okay. All right. There was another video you guys did, I think, about the British and Irish Film Festival, you and James, that I got to say did give me a chuckle. So
they're super fun. Follow us on the talks, the Instas. Whatever thing you are doom scrolling on, we're probably also on there as well. So follow us. James and I have a lot of fun making silly videos around movies. And yeah, I think we're entertaining in our own way.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Okay. Worth the price of admission, definitely.
Yeah.
okay, next.
Right. Next, yes. This one I'm really excited about. It's we're having a night before screening of Wicked for Good, which is on November 19th. And if you're unfamiliar with Wicked, it's like the biggest Broadway musical that's ever existed.
Yep.
And the year before, the first part of Wicked came out because it's such a bloody long musical, and it kind of ended right where the intermission hits on the Broadway play.
Mm.
And now we're back for the second half of the story, and I'm over here pitching Wicked. It was like the biggest movie that year. So yeah, we've got the second half of that out, and you can already book your tickets for a night before screening on 6 p.m. Wednesday, November 19th. And again, to plug myself, we put another little video up on our socials you can check out.
Okay. Now, so someone who hasn't seen the original movie or the Broadway play, is it the sort of thing where people come in preloaded with the songs? Do they know songs that are going to appear? Or
I think, oh yeah, definitely. They're so incredibly catchy. Like, it's the musical for people who aren't that into musicals. Like, the songs are borderline pop, you know what I mean? They're just really catchy, good little earworms.
Yeah.
So a lot of people know that. But I guess to preface it, if you're not familiar with it, we're also going to show the original Wicked the week leading up to that.
Oh,
so
nice.
you can kind of get yourself fully caught up. But it's basically a spin on the Wizard of Oz story, all told from the perspective of the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good Witch. So it's kind of their side of the story leading up to what becomes the Wizard of Oz. But with music and charm and friendship and shenanigans in it. So it's really good, really catchy. I love it. I sing the songs all the time, and it's worth your time.
Okay, cool. So Wicked for Good, part two. There is a chance to catch Wicked again, but Wicked for Good. So when is the advanced screening, and then when does it kick off?
Yeah, so the advanced screening is on Wednesday, November 19th at 6 p.m., and those sessions are already up, so get in there, and it's going to be in our big auditorium, so you don't want to watch this, you know, maybe at another theater in town that doesn't have as good of a sound system. I'm saying hypothetically if they exist. You want to watch this with stadium sound. You know, it's a musical, so we have that here, and we have the biggest screen as well. So you can watch it here at 6 p.m., November 19th.
Right.
And it officially comes out the next day on Thursday.
Okay.
But you don't want to wait then. You want to be ahead of the world. So watch it the night before.
Yeah, yeah. Now, has it got a reasonably family-friendly rating? I imagine witches are a little bit scary.
Actually, the rating for it hasn't came out yet at this stage. But the original one was, I think, PG. Mm-hmm. It might be an M. I mean, it's family-focused, so it's not going to be spooky or anything. So yeah. I would imagine this will get an M or a PG rating.
Okay. All right. If you're unlike me and have never seen Wicked, I don't think I've seen ever the original Wizard of Oz, to be 100% honest. But anyway, let's not go there.
Matt,
I know.
Get it together, brother.
Living in a bubble.
I know.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to do it.
Which is a reference because Glinda does fly around in a bubble. So you clever man, you have seen it.
No, but anyway, I'll have to do my research. Maybe I already have. Okay, so Wicked for Good, the preview, and then mainstream release. Get out and see it. Be a part of the phenomenon. And so you'll be, singing in the aisles, maybe.
Yeah, and I might even don the green face paint that day, you know, and look like Glinda. Or not Glinda, the Wicked Witch of the West. So
not Shrek.
Yeah. Yes, Shrek does make a cameo in this. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, all right. Wicked for Good. Check out the trailer on the website if, like me, you've been living under a rock all your life and you don't know too much about it. So, we've got a huge blockbuster coming up with the Wicked. We've got the British and Irish Film Festival. We've got Predator. Happy End, was it? Happy End?
Yeah, Happy End. And we've got, Predator. I think you said Predator Badlands. Yeah,
Predator Badlands.
We've got shenanigans going on, guys. We've got so many films.
Cool. All right. Anything you want to add before we wrap up this week's edition of the At The Flicks Show, Brett?
Yeah, I'll plug just one other little thing. It's the we have a thing that we tend to run at the Suter called the Exhibition on Screen series.
Yep.
And every year it's like three or four different movies that cover different artists or art styles. And I just got those sessions up yesterday for the next season. So there's this season you can catch a a documentary on Caravaggio, Turner and Constable, or Frida Kahlo. And the first one, Caravaggio, actually comes up pretty quick. So it's on November 16th at 2 p.m. at the Souter. So if you're just, you know, super into deep dives on art, click on our art films tab at the top of the page, and you can see and learn more about those documentaries, which are always really popular. So get in there quick if you are interested.
Brilliant. There you go. You heard it here first on At The Flicks. Brett, thanks for your time. Thanks for your dedication to the job. I'm still astounded the way you fit so many films into so many screens. Now, I know you've got a lot of screens, but that almost, to me, makes it worse. The options are just too huge. But well done to the team.
Big Tetris game, and I'd like to, because of the British and Irish Film Festival, we have even more movies than normal. Sorry.
Yeah.
So I think we have 40 odd movies screening this week between the festival and just our normal, you know, stuff that's already screening and those two new movies. So we have a huge, you know, variety or library of movies you can check out at the moment.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, thank you so much for your time again, Brett, and we'll talk to you again same time next week for another At The Flicks.
Awesome. Cheers, and I hope to see you guys all out here. Thanks.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.